This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's plea for aid against Russia wasn't the only thing on the agenda in Brussels as leaders of 27 European nations met to sign agreements and endorse candidates for top jobs in the EU. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Brussels, European Union leaders were poised to approve Ursula von der Leyen, Antonio Costa and Kaya Kallas as the heads of the 27-nation bloc's top institutions. At the summit, Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson told reporters,
"I think we have good reasons to believe that we can unite today because we have three very good names, well known for their cooperative abilities."
Von der Leyen, a conservative, will be proposed for a second term as European Commission President. Costa, a former Portuguese Socialist Prime Minister, will be nominated to succeed European Council President Charles Michel. Kallas, the Estonian Prime Minister known for her tough line on Russia, will be proposed as the bloc's top diplomat to replace Josep Borrell. I'm Karen Chamas.
Palestinians fled Gaza City's Shajaya neighborhood on Thursday amidst airstrikes. The following audio contains sensitive material.
In the Shajaya neighborhood, as you can see, as you can hear, airstrike! Airstrike, as you can see, airstrikes are raining. People are still in the schools there.
The Palestinian Civil Defense said at least seven people were killed in the strikes. Residents say they were taken by surprise by tanks rolling in with drones also attacking. And this is after a night of bombing.
This is the occupation targets, as you can see. You can just watch the children, targeting children here in the Shia neighborhood.
Over 37,000 Palestinians have been killed and over 86,000 wounded in Israel's military offensive, the Gaza Health Ministry said on Thursday.